Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Notes to Her, the daily pep talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, here to help you stop shrinking, stop second guessing, and start protecting the woman that you're becoming. Now, I want to talk about boundaries. And before your shoulders tense up, before your mind goes to confrontation or conflict, take a breath. Boundaries aren't about being harsh. They aren't about pushing people away. They aren't about becoming cold or rigid. Boundaries are about protecting your peace, your energy, your nervous system, your identity. And I love talking about this because boundaries are one of the clearest forms of self-love. They're not dramatic. They're protective. Now, there's a myth that boundaries are selfish, that when you set one, you're rejecting somebody, that saying no makes you difficult, that asking for space makes you ungrateful, that expressing a need makes you high maintenance. And if you grew up in an environment where keeping the peace was more important than expressing your needs, of course, boundaries are going to feel intimidating. Because somewhere along the way, you learn love equals accommodation, love equals flexibility, love equals endurance. So when you start talking about boundaries, your nervous system interprets it as a risk. Risk of conflict, risk of rejection, risk of being misunderstood. But here's what boundaries actually are. They're clarity. They're self-respect. They're a line between what's yours to carry and what's not. Boundaries don't reject people. They reveal who respects you. And that's uncomfortable because sometimes it shows you things that you didn't want to see. Let's talk about why this is hard, because I know that it is, especially if you are a recovering people pleaser. You don't just say no. You say, I'm sorry. I wish I could, but maybe next time. I just have so much going on. You offer explanations. You over-justify. You soften your tone. You laugh while you're saying it. You want to keep the peace. You want to make sure that nobody feels uncomfortable. I know this because I've done it too. And here's what happens when you constantly cushion your no. You train people to believe your boundaries are negotiable. And when you finally mean it, they're confused because you've been overextending for years. But you don't owe anyone an explanation. Now, I know this is hard. Like I said, especially as a people pleaser, you want to explain yourself so they understand. You want to make sure they don't misinterpret you. But clarity doesn't require justification. No is enough. And the discomfort you feel after saying it, that's growth. Boundaries protect your energy. And energy isn't just emotional, it's biological. When you overcommit, overgive, overextend, your nervous system goes into stress. Your body tightens. Your patience thins. Your mind races. You start snapping at people that you love. You feel resentful. And then you criticize yourself for being irritable. But the irritation isn't the problem. The lack of the boundary is. Boundaries regulate our nervous system. They create predictability. They give you space. They allow your body to exhale. And a regulated woman, she makes better decisions. She trusts herself more. She doesn't spiral as easy. And boundaries are truly self-care in action. Now, this is where it gets deeper. Boundaries aren't just about time management. They're about identity. Every time you tolerate something that feels misaligned, you send yourself a message, my needs are negotiable. Every time you stay silent when something feels off, you teach yourself, my comfort doesn't matter. And over time, that erodes your confidence. Because confidence isn't loud, it's alignment. The woman that you're becoming, the one that you've been talking about all month, she doesn't over-explain her standards. She doesn't beg to be respected. She honors herself first. Boundaries are how you become her, not by forcing confidence, but by protecting your values. Now, without boundaries, you burn out. I know this, trust me. You start resenting people who don't even know that they have crossed the line. You feel unseen, unheard, undervalued. But no one can respect a boundary you haven't expressed. And that part is hard because it requires responsibility, not blame, responsibility. Boundaries aren't about changing other people. They're about communicating what works for you. And if somebody repeatedly disrespects that, that's information that you need to be observant of. Now, this is exactly why I created Becoming Her Unapologetically, because boundaries are easier to talk about than they are to embody. And this 4-week private coaching experience is for a woman who are done shrinking, done second guessing, and ready to rebuild her self-worth from the inside out. We work on boundaries without guilt, self-trust in real-life situations, releasing the patterns of self-abandonment, and showing up like the woman that you are becoming. If this episode hit something in you, if you're realizing that you've been tolerating more than you should, this space was created for you. So you can message me about the details or click the link that's going to be in the show notes, because I want to help you rebuild the relationship that you have with yourself. Now remember, boundaries are not walls. They're standards. They are clarity. They are love. And the woman you're becoming, she doesn't disappear to keep other people comfortable. If it costs her peace, it's too expensive. Protecting her energy is not selfish. It's sacred. If you've been afraid of setting boundaries because you don't want to lose people, let me leave you with this. The right people will adjust. The wrong ones will expose themselves. Either way, you win. Protect your peace. Protect your energy. Protect your becoming. You deserve that. With love, Yaya.